1027 Business with Michael Avery.
Well, when you leave a company, I think one of the most important financial decisions you're going to have to make is what to do with your retirement fund assets. Whether you're leaving, whether you're being retrenched, it's hugely tempting to take your withdrawal benefit from that fund to pay off debts or to renovate your home or splash out on a big holiday because, let's face it, we've been through a lot lately. But it really could be one of your worst financial decisions that you ever make. Andrew Smythe is a financial advisor for NMG Benefits. And Andrew, welcome to the show. In the industry, the issue is referred to as preservation, and sadly in South Africa we're very bad at it, aren't we?
Evening, Michael. Absolutely, we are very bad at it. But I must say, in the last sort of year and a half to 2 years, I've been involved with quite a few retrenchments with people at SAA, at the Imperial Group and Motus and so on. And I'm actually not seeing as big a drawdown on preservation funds as what I thought that we might have. So hopefully this message of being disciplined and leaving your retirement money for when you do retire is starting to sink in with some South Africans, or with many of us. So we can only hope, because it really is the worst decision if you're going to take your money out of your retirement funds and then spend it. Some people do have to, I mean, because of circumstance. But I'm starting to see a trend that I think is quite encouraging, that people are leaving their money for the long term. So that's a good thing. That's at least wonderful bright spark out there.
Well, I'm very encouraged to hear that. And it almost feels like you're up on a soapbox here talking about preservation and the need to do it in the financial media, because we speak about it all the time, yet you always look at the stats, and the Alex Forbes survey hasn't budged really. You know, 6% of South Africans eventually save enough to retire comfortably, whatever that is, and it feels like it's been that number for the last 20 odd years, and you kind of throw your hands up in the air and say, what do we have to do to get people to preserve, to ensure that they don't cash in and splurge there? What are the options, though? So if you are retrenched, let's take that as an example, what options do you have? Because we don't have a mobile portable 401k, as they call it in the US, that just travels with you. So what are the options?
All right, so if you do leave a company, if you are retrenched under the age of 55, or if you resign to take up another position, there's two things that you can do. You can leave your money in the fund at the company, and then the trustees of that fund will keep an eye on it, so to speak, and it should grow thanks to compounding over a few years before you retire. The other option which people do seem to like is to preserve the money with an outside fund manager, for, you know, an asset manager, Liberty, Old Mutual, Signia, and so on. And I think that that's where most people actually do take their money at the moment, because they get sort of sold along the line by a financial advisor saying, come along, we'll do this with your money or that or so on. So those are basically the two options: either leave it with within the fund so that the trustees do keep an eye on it, or take it up into the wilderness, so to speak.
And there's no tax there. I mean, if you take your money from a fund and you put it into a pres fund, you're not going to be paying any tax in that transaction.
No tax payable whatsoever. So that the money can just move over on a tax-free basis, and then you wait there till you retire.
Now, I was one of those, when Classic Business went into business rescue, that was faced with that decision. And I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I looked at the fees that the group scheme were being charged at via Liberty, and I said, no, thank you. I took them to a low-cost product at Signia. I took that option. But if one was to be given advice on the things they've got to consider when choosing a preservation fund, they're clearly not all created equal. How should one go about this?
You're absolutely right. They're not created equal. And it's so interesting that you said that you moved your money to Signia, because I've done so much business with Signia over the little time, over the past few years. And I'm not sort of blowing their trumpet or anything, but people on the ground can actually see that they have far lower costs for a start. And then they're very innovative with their funds. I mean, for example, they do have the Berkshire Hathaway fund. I mean, one share in Berkshire Hathaway will cost you over 4.3 million rand just for one share. But via Signia, you can actually partake on like a group basis and actually buy into the Berkshire Hathaway fund. So that's really good. People, you know, Signia has started picking up a really good name for itself. Something else, and just on that point, it is an innovation, by the way, and I'm not just sort of giving a free punt at the moment, but it is an innovation that we're doing at NMG, and that is concentrating on in-fund options. So if you'd like to retire, you can actually do it within the fund, but now there's a group of people specializing in the platform fees and keeping them low, and the funds and keeping those funds low as well. You see, because we have had to have a default annuity for a while now, but many companies just and funds, they just tick a box, but they don't actually concentrate on it. And we're finding that when some people do take their money out of the fund, it can go a bit pear-shaped, whereas where if it's in the fund, fund costs are kept low, administration is very, very low, and you've got the trustees keeping an eye on it, then it tends to work a lot better for you.
Yeah, absolutely. In that environment, that is a fantastic option. Now, we've also got Treasury that is on this long road to retirement reform, and I call it the long road because I can still remember David McCarthy when he was crusading for this, and he eventually went into academia, and now we see Ismail Momoniat who's picking up the cudgels. We've got the two-pot system on the table, and it seems to be trying to solve two problems here. On the one hand, you've got this insufficient preservation of retirement funds. On the other, you've got people in financial distress under the age of 55 who want to access a portion of these funds. So it looks like what Treasury is saying, right, you know, we want to make it attractive for you to save. And if you can't access a portion of those funds, we're not making it attractive enough. So we want to cater for those people who need to dip in a little bit, but at the same time, we want to try and impose preservation. They seem to be in opposition to one another. Do you think the two-pot system is going to work?
You're so right. They are in opposition to each other, and my skin crawls when I think of anybody going and accessing their retirement funds, because we simply can't predict the future. Those folks that are retiring now had no idea, they never would have dreamt of inflation being where it is worldwide at the moment, and this war breaking out in Ukraine, coming straight on the back of a medieval plague. So the future is so uncertain, we really should concentrate and try and focus our attention on preserving our money as much as possible. The two-pot system, I do understand, because some people are in dire straits. They're taking on extra family members that they now have to look after because the economy isn't great. So they have to go and access the money, and in some cases it's because they're honestly desperate to keep the lights on, keep kids at school, or keep food on the table. So I do get it, but I don't like it. I'd prefer it if we in this country actually got even stricter about our retirement funds and said that you can't retire, that you can't take any of your money before you retire. I think that would be the far better outcome. If people can just have a lock and leave mentality towards their retirement funds and their preservation funds until the age of 55.
Yeah, because the magic so happens in the compounding. Yeah,
it does. Absolutely, it happens in the compounding. And I'll be honest with you. I mean, I've got people that are now going into retirement with 420,000 rand, 750,000 rand. I mean, those people are in desperate trouble right from the word go. So perhaps the entire retirement planning industry has to have a serious look at how we look after our retirement money and even tax it. If we can even tax it less than what it gets taxed at the moment, you know?
Yeah.
The old timers have certainly paid their dues in tax over all the years.
Absolutely. That's something I could get behind. Andrew Smyth, thank you very much. Independent financial advisor with NMG, talking about preservation and the two-pot system here on Hot Business. Well, that's a wrap from me. Remember, you can stream the best old school and R&B in the country with Simon on hot1027.co.za or DSTV channel 822. Carolyn Stain up next to keep you warm on Hot Classics. It's all about that Fed testimony by Jay Powell. We'll be back with you tomorrow at 6. Good night.
Hot 1027 Business with Michael Avery.